This is from the University of Cambridge. I thought, oh, that is a respectable institution. Yeah. We trust that.
Yes, it is.
And they have released a list of whatever research they have done to identify, it says here, a handful of words that have remained more or less unchanged for 15,000 words. They suggest these are the oldest words known in the English language.
Oh.
15,000 years. Wow.
Mama and Dada.
Those are the first words. Well, the word mother is on the list.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the word mother, which I would think then, of course, being the simple-minded person I am, well, if mother's there, I mean, father's got to be there.
No.
Father's not on the list. Well, the word man is on the list.
Okay.
Yeah. And it says here when man first originated, it was believed to have been used as a term just for all humans in general.
Yeah.
As we have understood it for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. Of course, these days it's a little contentious to see using the word man, but anyway, it's one of the oldest words in the English language. Some simple words, which don't surprise me. The word I, as in I, yeah. me, mm-hmm. not I as in what I see with. Okay, I get that. The word that. The word this.
Thus.
No, thus, this. Oh. Although I'm not guessing, maybe thus was led from this.
Mm-hmm.
This shouldn't surprise anyone. The word what? Way back when.
Yes.
My question is, was it somebody who was asking what, as in just the general, you know, asking of a explanation of something? Yeah. Or was it somebody who didn't hear something?
Probably an expression.
What?
Exactly.
A sound, and then it became
a word.
Yeah.
The word bark.
Bark.
Related to trees.
Oh, okay.
Suggested that it became a word that was noted because of the heavy use for early humans who relied on bark for so many things, including ways to shelter themselves for medicinal purposes and things like that. Okay, I get that. The word hand, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I see this and I think, hand? Well, foot's got to be someplace.
No.
Just hand. The word old.
Oh.
Guess I shouldn't be surprised if we're talking about words 15,000 years old. Your word old is there, okay. The word worm, which it says here shouldn't be surprising since worm is one of the oldest known animals. Do we describe words? Worms an animal in existence. Okay. The word fire.
Oh, well, of course. Okay. Right.
Isn't that one of the early accomplishments of man? Fire?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Important one.
Yeah. The word spit of all words. It says, yes, spit. It says here it could be the biggest shocker on the list, but it indeed is a word that because the active became something that occurred early on, spit became a word. Don't know whoever invented it. I don't know. But again, this is from the University of Cambridge. I'll trust their list. A few more for you. The word ashes. Did that come because of fire?
Fire,
yeah.
Produced
yeah,
ashes?
Yeah, no doubt.
Although until somebody gave it a name, who knew what fire was producing? Along with burn. the word black.
Okay.
And it doesn't suggest it as being a color. It just says the word was black. It doesn't give a reasoning for it.
Okay.
Which gives it, okay, I'll trust that. I like this one, the word give.
Well,
isn't that nice to know? Perhaps there's some tendencies to be charitable. And we're giving. And a word that we use here quite often on the Morning Team show, especially talking about our listeners and how we are together on the Morning Team show, the word
we.
Used in the collective term of all that were part of whatever was happening at the time.
No, yes or no.
No, yes or no. Huh. Those are a good one, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yes or no. No ups or downs. I'm sure there are probably other words that you probably think be on lists like this that compare to some of the other words. But
no supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That didn't come into play, unfortunately, until
later on.
The movie folks got it.
Yes, right, yeah.
No, they had to invent that word.
That was fine.
Too many syllables. Really,
yeah, we're dealing with the I, that, this is.
That's true, fire.
Did any of these
black,
words
Ashes, though.
That might be the only word on the list that was a multi-syllable. Nope, everything else was pretty much.
That's why I'm surprised there was no yes, no. Because if you go, what? I thought maybe there'd be yes, no.
You'd think. Well, we'll have to contact the University of Cambridge and ask them to do more research for us.
I saw something this morning that women speak approximately 30,000 words a day, while men speak 15,000 words a day. The reason being is the women have to repeat everything for the men.
Because the men are saying what?